Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 251 of Beyond the Supernatural. I've got a fresh cup of coffee. I'm feeling good. We're in the home stretch. It's hard, but it's good to podcast right now. I gotta focus my attention. I gotta be positive. And what better way to do that than to really focus in on the misfortunes of others? I want to think about not just failures, but disastrous and hilarious failures. And RPG rules often are a great way to do that because they are so often a record of failures. We're still in the monsters section of Beyond the Supernatural. We're still discussing the entity colon tectonic. Hi diddle ho diddle higgledy piggledy entity colon tectonic. The entity colon tectonic, as we discussed yesterday, is a kind of puppet master entity that sort of follows you around, waits for its moment, really has an artistic eye for, like, when are you surrounded by the scariest debris that it can then form together into one big body to attack you in a horrifying fashion. Or from time to time, an entity colon tectonic gets waylaid by some boring wizard with a puppet fetish and is forced to inhabit a boring puppet body. But let's not talk about that. Let's talk about tectonic entities who are pursuing their artistic vision, who are animating piles of leaves, firewood, hordes of small dolls like action figures and stuff, horrid screeching bundles of piano wire, whatever. Let's talk about those tectonic entities who are pursuing their own artistic version of ghostly torment and murder. They are doing great. No failure there. They're doing fantastic. They're scary. Their stats are really good if they're made of tough materials. They spend a lot of downtime waiting for their moment, but when you see a tectonic entity embodied in this killer swarm form, it is having its best day, living its best life. That is a triumph, and I'm not in the market for a triumph today. What I want is the player character's perspective. It is horrible to be faced down by one of these things. If you're a paranormal investigator, you are not having your best day because guess what? Your job is to solve the case. Your job is to follow the clue trail, find out about what the demons or the entities or whatever are up to, try to gather information, try to take them down. If you had succeeded at your job, you would have figured out what this thing was and come up with a way to either come at it before it could embody a swarm, or you would have set up some kind of trap for it, or you would have lured it into animating and then set off some kind of landmine or something that would blow its body apart. You would have found a clever way to take this thing down if you'd been having a good day. You're not having a good day. You're getting chased down the alley by the grasping, crushing hands of a humanoid swarm of filthy rags or whatever. You're having a bad day. There's no good way out of this. So you're going to begin to cast about for possible solutions. One of them is described on this page. It is the dumbest thing, but I love it because it is part of this record of failure. So much of a role-playing game, especially one where the distance between the GM's session notes and design notes and the final product is very short, as is the case with Palladium games. A lot of the shit that's on the page feels like it's something the GM wrote right after the session because of something that happened. You find these notes about, hey, this clever technique would really be able to take this monster down in short order. It just happened. Or more often, hey, here's a dumbass thing somebody tried. And here's the horrible thing that happened to them because they didn't think it through. That's what we get today. In the form of, quote, a warning about fire. Remember, the physical body is not alive and doesn't feel pain. Setting it on fire may eventually destroy the body, but until it is completely burnt to a cinder, all that setting it on fire does is turn it into a flame-covered monster that's momentarily even more deadly, the fire doing an additional 2d6 damage from punches and setting combustibles on fire. The tectonic entity can function without impairment while on fire, until all SDC is gone. This is a record of failure. A failure I like to contemplate. Sitting here, drinking my coffee, summoning the strength to do these last few pages of Beyond the Supernatural, trying not to get hung up on my own shortcomings. I really like to contemplate the player character group who thought they were so fucking smart. They were getting hounded by that rag monster, that tectonic entity, made of a pile of oily rags, or all the trashy magazines from a magazine stand. And one of them, probably the Firewalker, not to stereotype, but probably the Firewalker, thought, I know, rags burn, magazines burn, let me solve this problem as I solve all of my problems in life by setting a fire without fully thinking it through. And they did, and it didn't solve their problem. They went from facing a rag monster to a burning rag monster, and then probably other things started to catch on fire. As a Firewalker, this is a bittersweet moment. You rarely get to fully flex your muscles it's rare that fire is the central aspect of an encounter, and you really get to use all your powers to, like, control a spreading fire and resist the effects of smoke and redirect fire other places and all that stuff. But your enthusiasm will be dampened by the fact that you set this fire and this is your fault. For the rest of the party, for the other 25 people who loaded in a van to come here and take down this entity colon tectonic, this is not bittersweet. This is straight up bitter. This is some fucking baker's chocolate. They are not happy. And you know they've had similar problems with the Firewalker before, naturally. I mean, we all love Kenny's dad, but you know. It's great that you're into Raging Infernos, but sometimes can we do what I want to do? But this is another level, because as the text points out, the tectonic entity, this is a rented body. It doesn't feel pain, it doesn't care about this body. So it's not like if you, you know, set a werewolf on fire, where sure, it might take an exorbitantly long time to go down, because that's the nature of role-playing games, right? A role-playing game is the only time you'll hear someone say, "Don't worry, I'm only on fire. Let's get this wrapped up, then put me out." But at least the werewolf is, like, distracted, penalized, taking damage. The tectonic entity is probably happy that it got set on fire. It's more terrifying now, which is all that it wants. In fact, in the interest of encouraging these, like, player character follies that are being envisioned here, what about an entity colon tectonic that deliberately sets itself on fire? You could have an entity colon tectonic that appears to be a rag monster, but then when you start messing with it, you hear a clinking sound, and you find out that it's actually a Molotov cocktail entity colon tectonic, and it's rags on the outside, soaked with booze, and then on the inside, it's bottles of alcohol, and so it tries to chase you and crush you at first, reeking of liquor, but then this gives it even another gear to go to, from immaterial stalking entity to big tough monster, all the way to, like, shambling flame disaster when it sets itself on fire, and it can start, like, throwing itself into things, breaking off parts of itself, setting fires. Yeah. Both the dumbest and my favorite thing on this page is the way that the already cool entity colon tectonic gets even worse for the PCs if you attack it with fire. I heartily recommend anything you can do as a GM, or frankly, as a shit-stirring player, to set one of these things on fire. With that, we are almost, but not quite, done with entities. Join me next time as we discuss the possessing entity on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top-secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.